share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 23rd of November, the new positive cases hit a record high with 1,884 cases of COVID-19. It has been said that out of the daunting sum, 1,067 was from one single cluster, which is the Terutai cluster resulting from the Top Glove factory. Taking to his social media accounts, Muar MP Syed Siddiq has shared his opinion on the issue. Today, the 23rd of November, 1,067 COVID-19 positive cases were reported to be from the same cluster Terutai, which the source is a company named Top Glove. He continued on and said that the company has a track record when it comes to the welfare of their employees. In mid-2020, Top Glove was fined US$40 million, RM 116 million, for failing to take care of the welfare of their employees, forced labor cases, forcing employees to work overtime, withholding salary and confiscating passports. They have already been found guilty and fined. Today, the 23rd of November, they have failed once again for not protecting the health of their workers. 1,067 employees with positive cases. This cluster has existed ever since the 2nd of November, but they never closed the factory. This is why I do not have any sympathy for big companies. They rake in big profits, abandon employee welfare, practice forced labor. And when the pandemic hit Malaysia, they rake in supernormal profits until it hit the market ceiling price, market cap, as high as RM 77.59 billion till the 15th of October. Syed Siddiq then says that since they are getting supernormal profit, then they should be paying windfall tax, which is one-off. The Muar MP also states that no excuses should be given when their market cap had reached RM 77.59 billion and the windfall tax will only cost them RM 4.8 billion. If in 1988 we can impose the windfall tax on plantations, 2008 on independent power producer, why can't we impose it in 2020 on a rubber glove company that has become the biggest company in Malaysia during the pandemic? I don't bow to big companies, my priority is the rakyat and not big companies. He then stressed and said that they are getting profits in Malaysia, so they need to help the country when they are in need. They have already enjoyed the billions in profits but only donated RM 400 million to the country. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Defense Minister, 1,067 Top Glove employees tested positive for COVID-19 today, 28 factories shut down. Source, Awani Source, Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis Source, Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis Source, Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. No tags for this post. You have reached the end of this story.